The pride, passion, and pageantry of college football lives here. This is the Paul Feinbaum Show, Hour 4 podcast.
Back for the final hour. That is not glee that you hear in my voice. It's reality. Sandra is up next in Austin. Hello, Sandra.
Hi, Paul. Hope you're having a good day today.
We are. Thank you.
Wonderful. Wonderful. One thing I just wanted to bring up, I called last week and I somehow got cut off and I got busy and, you know, anyway, there was something I wanted to respond to. You had a caller I think it was a tweet where they were saying the phrase iron sharpens iron. And you said you weren't quite sure what that meant.
And that's a biblical phrase, right?
Yeah. It means as iron, it's in Proverbs 27:17 as iron sharpens iron, so one person sharpens another. So in that case, they were like, you know, if elite athletes are playing each other, they're just going to make each other better.
Right. So, yeah. No. Yeah. It was.
Anyhow,
I can't remember which. I do remember now. The Thorn who left Michigan State for Auburn used that in his announcement, I believe, or the quarterback. Maybe it was the quarterback at Robbie. Maybe it was Robbie Ashford. I can't remember, but that's exactly what happened.
Yeah, it was one of the tweets, and I couldn't remember which one because I've slept since then. I wanted to say something, and I don't mean to come out like a smart mouth or a smart aleck or ugly to Jim, but I never call out people's names. But that guy, I have to tell you, he screams every time you get on the phone, "I'm a godly man. I'm a godly man." And it's just absurd. The Bible says that a godly man is slow to anger and slow to speak and soft of speech. And I'm just thinking, dude, maybe you need to go check out the definition, you know? So anyway, it's just something that I hear him and he annoys me. So anyway, that's it. That's all
I
had to say.
Sandra, thank you. Thank you for sharing that. And you be well. We'll talk to you very soon. Trey is up next in Tuscaloosa, neighbor of Jim's, I think.
That would be a negative. Don't even know where he lives. Don't even care, Paul. I'm enjoying life too much to deal with all that kind of drama. Hey, Paul, was your caller ever to give you my message yesterday?
Yes, I appreciate that.
Yes, sir. I just couldn't do it on the air, Paul. I hope you understand that. I'm going to ask you about a caller and then a question. You used to have a caller, real pretty lady, had long red hair. I believe she was a Tennessee fan, and she used to call from Ohio, and she was a writer. Do you remember her?
Yes, that was Selena. She was...
What happened to her?
She died.
Oh, I'm so sorry. I had no idea about that. I was wondering what happened to her. She was a good caller. But, Paul, my question to you, the guy talking about the EA Sports and the money these players are going to make, do the schools make money off of the EA Sports for their name, image, and likeness also?
I would assume that they have a licensing agreement.
Okay. Well, thank you for taking my call. You have a great day, Paul.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Trey. You be well. You take care of yourself. Booth is in Virginia. You're on the air. Hello, Booth.
Hey, Paul. Thanks for taking the call.
Thank you.
Really appreciate it. I spoke earlier about Texas A&M football, and that was the reason I called. I think Ms. Reveille is the best mascot in college football, so total respect there. But I just wanted to respond and just say Appalachian State University, you know, App State football went in and took care of business in College Station, and you know, to lead into that, I think that one of the things I'd love to hear you to speak to is, you know, the Sun Belt Conference and the Southeastern Conference, and kind of a, you know, pretty much a good relationship that the two conferences could have going forward when it comes to college realignment. So,
you're right. I mean, the Sun Belt's really been on a good run lately. Hey, thank you for the call. And that happens. Remember, Commissioner Sankey was a commissioner of a smaller conference. He understands how important those relationships are. And those relationships go pretty deep. Not only trying to help with scheduling, but with officiating and a group of other things. Thank you for the call. Appreciate it. Let's check in with Camp in Birmingham. Hello, Camp.
How you doing, Coach Feinbaum?
Hey there.
I will say the call screener that you have was very gracious, very kind.
Well, knowing you
that your next guest was going to be talking about the NCAA football game coming out with name, image, and likeness. And part of me, like, I wanted to know what you thought about it, but you've had several questions about it up to this point. But there's also another part of the article that says that the student doesn't have to accept it and therefore will not have his name on the back of the jersey. So are we saying that he only loses like $500 or so on this, or what? I mean, it seems like
that would be it. And you know, when we start thinking about money, it's not a lot, but as our guest said, it's just being part of the game that is the draw.
Agreed, but at the same time, you know, at a certain point, you're going to reach saturation. You know, these are kids that grew up in probably at what, age 6, 7, 8.
Sure.
Had this football game that they were playing on their PlayStations or on their Xboxes, and now that they have the opportunity, they're like, heck yeah, I'm gonna be on the game. But
yeah, I would think that that's the attraction.
Now,
we all grow up and things there are things more important than money. I know most people have a hard time believing that.
Yeah, just 2 years from now, I just can't imagine that this is going to be especially if it comes out that the NCAA decides to, impotently, I should say, but that the NCAA decides to say or limit the amount of money that a student athlete can make. And
well,
says, okay,
I think that is going to be difficult.
You can't have more than this number.
Yeah, I don't think they can. I think they'll open themselves up to massive litigation if they try to do that. Hey, thank you very much for the call. Really interesting point you made there. Let's check out Niles in Florida. Niles, go right ahead.
First-time caller, Paul. Thanks for taking my call.
Welcome.
My question is, if the 2024 election were only held in the Southeastern Conference state, who would win, and how would it break down by state?
Well, let's talk about the two biggest states electorally. That would be Florida and Texas. And after that would be Georgia. I would say the, what do they call them? The battleground states is the phrase that's often used. I would say Georgia is a battleground state. I don't think Kentucky would be, even though Kentucky has a Democratic governor, he is, I don't think the state would go blue. So essentially, I think there's only one battleground state in the SEC. Do you agree?
You think Georgia is the only battleground state in the SEC?
Yeah, I can't think of another one. Arkansas, Texas, Louisiana, Florida, Alabama, Mississippi. Kentucky, I mentioned. South Carolina, no, it would be a complete red wave.
All right. Joe Biden played college football. Ron DeSantis played college baseball. Donald Trump once owned a USFL team, tried to own an NFL team.
Sure did.
Do you think that's relevant in the sports culture and political culture?
Niles, I would say that the fact that Joe Biden played college football would be the least relevant issue in the election if we were looking. I just, and there's some dispute over that. I'm not trying to sound like I'm a political commentator trying to get Laura Ingraham's spot, but DeSantis was a legitimate athlete. I think he was at Yale, if I remember correctly.
Right.
Yeah. Another Yale baseball player made a pretty good president about 30 years ago.
Yeah. Do you think your travels throughout the Southeastern Conference state sort of gives you a feel for the for the political culture in addition to the sports and the educational culture?
Yes, I do. I feel comfortable with my I'm a political person in terms of my background and in college, and something that I do pay a lot of attention to and talking to people. I feel I'm among those qualified to at least opine on the political makeup of the South. Yes.
I just find it a very interesting comparison between the different. When you visit different Southeastern Conference campuses, do they all seem to be red campuses, or do they seem to be blue campuses, or purple campuses, or a mixture of them?
Well, I think you're talking about a couple of different things here, Niles. When you college campuses are usually a little more moderate liberal than maybe the average southerner, but I'm dealing often with it really depends. I mean, sometimes we interview the president of the school. That president may come from one political standpoint. The athletic director might from another. The football coach up in the air. So I mean, I don't really think about it a whole lot. I mean, I've lived in the South literally every day of my life. I've worked in New York. So in Connecticut, so I'm familiar with the makeup of those two states. My parents were Northeasterners, so I was exposed to that as a young person. But in terms of where I've mostly lived, if not, I mean, other than working a couple of days a week on the East Coast, I've always lived in the South, so I know the makeup. And again, it changes. I mean, you go back 50 years and the makeup of politics was different than it is today. It happens that lately in recent years, the country is very, I mean, you can fly from Florida to California and you will not pass over very many blue states. You know that.
Right.
Right. But elections are won. The Electoral College negates a lot of what we're talking about here, because we pretty much know now which states are going where in the next presidential election. It's a few that we don't know. It's Wisconsin. It's Pennsylvania. It's North Carolina. There may be a few Georgia, but there are very few swing states in this country.
Why do you think Georgia is a swing state?
Well, I think the Atlanta area, a lot of the infusion from other places because of the corporate structure of Atlanta. You have a lot of people that have moved there from other places. It's also, I mean, there's a big difference between Atlanta and the rest of Georgia from a political standpoint. That's pretty easy to understand.
Right. The urban areas tend to be the bluer areas, and the suburban
sure.
areas tend to be the redder areas.
Correct.
Georgia Tech, which was in Atlanta, and Tulane, which is Georgia Tech still in Atlanta, and Tulane still in New Orleans. Those were two of the biggest urban centers, that were at one time Southeastern Conference colleges.
Correct. Yeah. Hey, thank you for the call. I felt like I was trying to pass a citizenship test there. But anyway, we'll take a break. I feel like I need a break. I have not now, nor have I ever been. Anyway, we will be right back.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Is your schedule too packed to see a doctor about your erectile dysfunction? Well, with Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. They're changing men's healthcare by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment options such as chewable hard mints, brand-name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and entirely online. Just answer a series of questions and a medical provider will determine the right treatment option. If prescribed, your medication ships to you free, no insurance needed. So what are you waiting for? Join the hundreds of thousands of trusted Hims subscribers and get treated. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/Paul. That's HIMS.com/Paul for your personalized ED treatment options. HIMS.com/Paul. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies on product and subscription plan. This podcast is proud to be supported by Jet's Pizza, the number one pick in Detroit-style pizza. Why? It's simple. Jet's is better. With the thickest, crispiest, cheesiest Detroit-style pizza in the country, there's no competition. Right now, get $5 off any 8-corner pizza with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Go to JetsPizza.com to learn more and find a location near you. Again, try Jet's signature 8-corner pizza and get $5 off with code 8SAVE. That's the number 8, S-A-V-E. Jet's Pizza. Better because it has to be.
We're back, and Dustin is out in Tulsa as we continue here on a Thursday. Good afternoon, Dustin.
Hey, good afternoon, Paul. Is this the new format? Are we crossfire with Paul Feinbaum and Tucker Carlson now?
Yeah, I'm going to talk about the debt limit here in just a minute.
Can't wait. I would love to hear that. Hey, I just called in to brag on those Razorbacks a little bit, man. I mean, like I've said this before, and I know you agreed with me in some ways, but I think Hunter Yurecek is just crushing it. I mean, national championships for the men and women in outdoor track. Softball and baseball teams getting ready to put in some work in the tournament. Eric Musselman's terrorizing the transfer portal. And then you've got the football team that just every time you turn around, they're very quietly adding quality transfers. And I think that defense next year is going to really be a lot more stiff than some people think. I'd like to hear your take on it, but they just keep adding all the right pieces. And it's not just talent. It looks like they're adding depth as well. I think they're going to be able to hang in there with people. They're going to have a great offense like they did last year, maybe even a better one. But I think their defense is really going to wear some people out, and I'd be willing to even go as far as put them in maybe the top four of the SEC defenses next year because they're going to have talent. But I think they're going to have a lot of depth, and they're going to be able to keep fresh legs on the field. What do you think about that, Paul?
Well, I don't know, and that's the best answer I can give you because, paper talk is one thing. I did like what I heard, what I hear from Sam Pittman, but I still think there's some mystery. I understand your enthusiasm. You're entitled to it. I'll sound like I'm from Missouri. You're going to have to show me.
Well, that's fair, man. Hey, thanks. I hope you guys have a great afternoon.
Thank you very much. I-Man is up next.
Well, good afternoon there, Paul. How's it going?
Hey there.
You know, if I'm not mistaken, pretty much all the states have kind of voted the way they voted for what, the last 20 years, with the exception of maybe Georgia and another state or two?
Yeah, I mean, the big, for the most part, I think there was a little bit, so much of it depends on the candidate, too. And, Obama was reelected with a much bigger run than anybody since then because the Republican candidate both times was somewhat outside the mainstream of the party.
Outside the mainstream of the party would be a correct term.
Yeah. They were more old school Republicans at a time when the party was changing dramatically.
Yes. I thought that Trump's biggest feat was he beat the Republican Party. It wasn't that he beat the Democrats. He beat the Republican Party.
Well, he completely revolutionized it.
Absolutely. And I'm not a big Trump guy. But, I say this. I know who I'm not voting for. I'm still trying to, figure exactly where my vote will go. And I'm just
I hope I hope you'll consider voting for me. I'm thinking about throwing my hat in the ring. So
that I'll write you in.
Well, Stephen A. is not going to run, so I may take his spot because he's too busy. I don't think the presidency is any longer important enough for him.
Well, he's too busy rubbing elbows with all those jocks. I mean, he's kind of got a different kind of life.
Yeah.
You know why is Jim's I believe everybody's relationship with their Lord and Savior, whatever terms you want to use, is fine with me, because I don't care about all that. I just worry about me. But Jim's particular, it is always somebody's pointing out to him, you know, what's wrong and right. And, you know, I thought Jim was allowed to have his own personal walk and thoughts. I mean, we've seen the Jim Bakers and the Swaggerts and a bunch of them, you know, a bunch of others.
Well, I mean, I think what some people are objecting to is, you know, what he says here. Everyone's entitled to that. But you know, it's one thing to say something. It's another thing to live it. And I have no earthly idea, nor do I really care what he does in his private life.
Right. But let me ask you this.
But I do care what happens on this show.
Right. Isn't it out there, though, that it's pretty simple for us to be forgiven, right? We pray and we throw some rosary beads around and we do some Alibabas and all that kind of stuff, and we're all forgiven and we're good to go.
I don't know if it's simple. I think wrestling with your faith is a very difficult thing for a lot of people.
I agree with you, but it appears that that's a lot of what's going on, especially with some of these preachers that are talking to us. They've been forgiven and everybody else. But I support Jim. I think Jim has a right to his own beliefs and thoughts.
I'm glad you do. So far, you're the only person tonight that does.
And as I do, I mean, I'm not going to hammer the guy because he has a faith, and some of the stuff in this world's supposed to be shelf, isn't it?
I guess.
Or damn eagle.
Yeah. Joe is next.
Roll Tide, roll Paul Feinbaum. You know what? Hey, I pray for Jim. And, yeah, he gets mad, but Jesus also got mad. I mean, but, you know, at least he's got faith. You know what I mean? He believes in that higher power. So, you know, he don't agree with everything he said. He probably don't agree with everything I say. But, you know, because we're all human. Nobody's perfect. Especially Auburn fans, they're really not perfect. They're far from perfect. And they need to ask God for forgiveness for even rooting for a sorry team like Auburn Tigers. But anyway, that ain't why I called, Paul. But you know what? You would make a good president. That way, when Putin calls you, you can just hang up on him and say, next caller. And, you know, just move on from him. Because I don't speak Russian anyhow. So, I mean, I wouldn't even know what he's saying. You may would. I don't know.
Well, I would. You know, I study Russian. Russian is my seventh language, other than the six that we speak every day here on this show.
Well, that's true. There's all kind of languages on this show. But I want to address somebody up in Canada. And by the way, hey, I pray for them folk. They're good people up in Canada, you know. And I'm sorry they had one moved in on that's just, you know, he's just stupid. But AC, he said something. I heard him say something about, Joe said this about my call. I thought he didn't listen to my calls. Well, this is how I called his phone call the other day, Paul. I cut my TV on. I went in the bathroom, I was sitting on the toilet, I turned it up so I could hear it while I was in the bathroom.
Right.
And when AC come on, I couldn't just get up and run and mute the channel. So I had to listen to him, but I want to thank AC because instantly he cured me of constipation. You have a good day, Paul. Roll Tide.
Let's go back to talking about faith. We will be back right after this.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
We are back, and we thank you for joining us for the final 30 minutes. Susie is up next in Georgia.
Thank you for taking my call today. It's been a couple weeks. since I've talked to you because I was out of town. I was going to call today. I have some things I want to vent, but not today, because I was on my way listening to you to go to a funeral home. Condolences to former students. They lost their dad on Sunday. I taught them 75, 76, and 78 or whatever. And so I'm in line, and the one daughter hugs me, and she goes, "It's Susie from Georgia." And I started laughing. And she said, "I listened to you on Paul Feinbaum." And I said, "Oh, my God, you do not." She said, "I do." She said, "In and recently you came on," so it had to be over 2 weeks ago, "you came on and all these men in the gym said, 'Oh my God, it's Susie from Georgia.' And she said, 'I know her.' And they said, 'You don't know her.' And she said, 'Yeah, she was my seventh grade teacher.' And they were all impressed. And I just thought, wow, that's really cool. You know, happened in a funeral home, but you never know. But they all just, you know, they all think the world of you. They think the world of your show. They said, 'You've made me a star.' And I said, 'Well, I've always been a star, so, you know.' But it was, I hadn't seen this family in over 40 years.
That is really remarkable, really Susie. Why, I'm sorry about the circumstances, but I'm so glad we could give you some street cred with your former students. Thank you very, very much. Rex in Louisiana. Hello, Rex.
Hey, Paul. Man, I'm always honored to be a part of your program.
Thank you.
And I got to say, you put my wife into shock this afternoon because she came out here and I was listening to your show and I had tears streaming down my eyes after Dwayne's call.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. And I hate to be the guy that says what I'm about to say, but if you did not hear it, I can't help you. It was just one of those moments that Keith over across the studio fell apart. I fell apart. It was one of the funniest moments we've ever had. It was first hour of the show, I think, if you want to go back and find it.
It sure is, man. That was hilarious. But you know what? You got to understand, I really appreciate his work out there. I worked offshore myself. And, man, those guys that weld those high-pressure lines, you got to appreciate them because if those lines blow, something's bad wrong.
It just sounds like very difficult work. I know it's, you get well paid for it, but man.
You do. It's hot work and it's hard work. The other thing is the guy that called in, I can't remember his name, about the Grateful Dead.
Yeah, he said he saw the dead in 77. Yeah.
In 1987, I was working with the IBEW, Electrical Workers Union, up in Boston. And I lived in Foxborough, not far from the stadium.
Right.
And I came out one morning to go to work, and the Grateful Dead had a concert there at the stadium. And when I walked out, there were people sleeping on the porch and the front lawn and everything.
That is funny.
It was hilarious, though. Hey, I wanted to ask you something. When you finally decide to retire, do you think you and Miss Linda will move back to Birmingham?
Yes. I'll make it simple for you. Yeah, I would think that's a high probability.
Well, I'll tell you what, I know all the people there love you. And one thing I want to mention is I love old Larry calling, and I'm originally from Shelby, Alabama, where he's from. I grew up down by Bozo's Fish Camp.
Oh, man, that is funny. Yeah, I used to live in Shelby County when I lived in Alabama, and it's scary for me to think now that Larry was not living far from me.
Hey, brother, I hope you have a great day.
Hey, thank you very much. I really appreciated your call. We will continue with Dan in Louisiana. Hello, Dan.
Hey, Paul. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Paul, I was going to ask you about Black Oak, Arkansas. I hope you'll bear with me, but and Larry and I-Man were talking about Black Oak, and you talked about Jim Dandy, but nobody said nothing about Tommy Aldridge, the great drummer for Black Oak. You remember him?
Was a big Black Oak, Arkansas fan. I was not in that group, so I do not remember him.
Okay, I bet you I-Man would remember Bandersnatch. They were
I-Man would remember. I mean, really, starting with the Monkees in the '60s. I-Man can tell you the drummer in every group in the history of rock and roll.
Yeah, that's so cool. I hope he hears this call, because I had wondered about if he, you know, had ever heard Bandersnatch. But back in the day, we could listen to.
Dan, back in your salad days, who were your groups? What did you listen to?
A variety of stuff, Paul. You know, I was in a three-piece band when I started, so I had to listen to Grand Funk.
But oh, yeah.
Uriah Heep.
Closer to Home.
Deep Purple. The Who.
Those are good groups. Hey, thanks, Dan. I didn't mean to throw you a curve there with the songs you used to listen to. But anyway, Hutch is up next in Florida. Hello, Hutch.
Hey, Paul, how you doing?
Hutch, we're doing great. Thank you.
Thanks for taking my call. Yeah, I tell you what, you are my dad's favorite broadcaster. God bless his soul. He used to love Tammy. God bless her soul. And he was a big Gator fan, went to Florida. But anyways, I was going to make a couple predictions, if that's okay with you.
Sure.
On the end of this college season. So I'll start out with Jimbo, right? And, you know, he did pretty good at Florida State, right? Won a national championship. But he had good talent. Now, supposedly, right, Texas A&M had a number one recruiting class, right?
They did, yes, a year ago.
But he hasn't done anything with it. So my first prediction is he's going to be fired by the end of the year. I know it's kind of tough, but that's my first prediction.
Okay, prediction one. Prediction two.
Okay, Alabama. Now, over the years, Saban's been a master at recruiting and how to manipulate recruiting. You know, they have this gray shirt rule. I don't know if a lot of people are familiar with that. You familiar with that?
Yes. Paul? Yes, I am.
So you can, you know, the way I understand it, you can make promises to players, and they'll wait until it's their term to be on the team. But the way I think Saban used to look at it was he's tying up players that would go somewhere else. So he kind of had a monopoly on a lot of the good players. I don't know. What do you think about that? Are you familiar?
Well, yeah, I mean, it was controversial, but we moved on. I mean, I think college football has moved on from that. But no one has done a better job of playing the edges of the game than Nick Saban. I mean, he's been a genius. I hate to run. We're up against a break here.
You're listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. 10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network.
all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
We are officially out of time for this program. We appreciate all of you for being a part of it. Some really interesting guests today. We'll see you right here tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to the Paul Feinbaum Show podcast. The Paul Feinbaum Show airs weekdays on the SEC Network beginning at 3 Eastern.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/network.